Welcome back. It's March 1st. While it's officially the second Sunday of Lent, there are almost 5 weeks remaining in Lent. When the artist Raffaello Sanzio da Urbino, better known as Raphael, died, he left behind one final painting. It was called The Transfiguration. He never finished it, but many people, including Raphael himself, believed it was his finest work. The painting depicts two biblical scenes. At the top is the Transfiguration. A radiant Jesus is pictured atop Mount Tabor, with Moses and Elijah on either side of him. At the bottom is a boy tormented by a demonic presence, and the apostles are struggling to help him. Only when the glorified Christ appears is the child healed. In the painting, heaven and earth meet. The top reveals the glory of heaven, while the bottom depicts the pain of our fallen world. Jesus makes heaven present on earth. Raphael died on Good Friday in 1520, before he could finish the painting. It was on display during his funeral mass, and now it hangs in the Vatican Museum. Let's reflect on today's Gospel reading on the Transfiguration. It tells me more about something that happened to the three disciples than something that happened to Jesus. Peter, James, and John had a prayer experience. Their faith caused them to see this man with whom they had walked and fished and eaten for who he really was. They could not quite put their experience into words, so they used the imagery of faces radiant as the sun, clothes dazzling, a bright cloud. Such prayer experiences are very much part of our tradition. Each of us has those experiences at different times in prayer, when we just feel the presence of God and we can't quite describe it in words. It's very powerful and sometimes called a mystical experience. Almost always, we need a mountain in order to experience the Lord, a place where it is quiet and still. A place where there aren't many people and we can experience Him. Compare this mountain experience and the Last Supper. At the Last Supper, the disciples sang songs and talked and spent time together. Jesus washed feet and they shared a meal and they argued a little and they left. We need to experience both kinds of prayer in our tradition. The supper room where we gather, sing, and figuratively wash feet, and the quiet of the mountaintop, especially during Lent. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.